computer. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we won't take any formal actions in this meeting since we don't have a quorum, but we might as well take advantage of the time that we have. So for the record, we have here today myself, Matt Entz, District Counsel, Snow Jensen and Reese, as well as Jennifer Gowans and Natasha Osmus, and Shelby Clymer from CLA and David Nilsson from our board. So thanks for joining today, guys. Like I said, we'll skip over the consent items since we don't have a quorum to approve those anyway, and just jump into the quarterly financials. So, Shelby, do you want to take the lead on that one?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I just sent those out this morning. David, do you have those? Otherwise, I can share my screen if that's easiest.
I do have them, but yes, please.
Okay.
Please share your screen.
Okay. Give me one second here. Okay. So these are June 2023 financials. We are working on Q3 right now, but don't have them available for this meeting. As a reminder, those are due to the state by the end of October. So we'll prepare those and then upload and share the statements as well. So looking at June 30, total assets.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you. And just for the recording, Derek has just joined us. So, hi, Derek.
Hi guys, sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Shelby was just starting her presentation on the financial statement.
And Derek, I was just saying we have June 30 financial statements. We don't yet have the quarter three financial statements prepared, but are working on those this month. So total assets for the PID at the end of June were about 2.7 million. About 1.7 is in the debt service fund. Those are funds restricted for the 2022 bonds. And then about $1 million in the capital projects fund between the project fund and the construction account. For general fund, we had no activity recorded here. And David, I don't know if there's somebody that we can kind of connect with to make sure we get any expenses recorded here. I think they're being paid by the developer, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe we can connect on that offline. And then for the debt service fund activity here, we have about 43,000 in interest income, so exceeding the budget there just with the kind of increase in rates still throughout 2023. And then total expenditures were about 353,000, which included the bond payment on the 2022 A1 bonds, and then half of the 2022 A2 bond interest. And then last page is the capital projects fund. Investment income here about 23,000, and then capital outlay was about 70,000. The budget for 2023 was the kind of anticipated full amount that was estimated to be left in those capital funds. We had budgeted about 1.98 as beginning balance. It was actually at just a little over 1 million there. And then we include the summary of significant assumptions. We're required to include these since we have the annual budget information included. So this is the same as what's included in the budget that we prepare. And then the final two pages are the debt service maturity schedules for both series of bonds. Any questions, any further detail, David or Derek?
So back to the expenditures. So is that the annual amount, or what was that that
That I was speaking to.
the previous one where we've been the developer's been funding those expenses?
Yeah, so this is the budget we put together just based on, kind of what costs we anticipated. So where they're not running through the district, I just don't have insight into that. And so if we're able to get information on a quarterly basis, then from the developer with what's been paid on behalf of the PID, we can include those. And then would kind of capture that as a developer advance, since there's a funding and reimbursement agreement in place that then the district can track. And if there's funds in the future, could potentially be, you know, repaid towards those advances.
Okay. And is that the same draw process that we use for the capital expenditures?
Yeah, I guess maybe to clarify. So I don't think the administrative expenditures are running through the draw process. Is that true? And Natasha, are you coordinating this one? I can't remember.
No, I don't think we've been running the administrative expenses through. Like, for example, our invoices, I think, have just been going to you guys, and you've been paying them. And so what Shelby's talking about, again, using our invoices as an example, as you pay those, you can track those expenses and those expenditures on behalf of the PID. And then when the PID has sufficient revenue, you're entitled to reimbursement for those things.
Okay, so we are still waiting then for the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only revenue we've had so far is we had some property tax revenue earlier this year, and we'll get a new batch of that probably around the first of the new year. Actually, the other item of revenue is actually something I wanted to bring up and visit with you guys about. This year is actually the first year that your assessments become due. Those, according to the assessment ordinance and the bond covenants, the first annual assessment is to be assessed next month in November, and is due the 1st of December. And so I just wanted to, while we're here together, just bring that up and see how you guys want to handle that. There will need to be a calculation made of what that annual assessment needs to be, based on, you know, the total amount that was assessed. And I would assume that Shelby and her office are in, you know, probably be the best position to help with that. But that's just my thoughts on it. Shelby, I don't know if you, based on your experience working with other districts, if that's how you guys have handled it in the past.
Yeah, and typically we would then issue kind of a formal invoice for that, based on the calculations, to then be able to kind of track the revenue and follow up on payment. So yeah, Matt, thanks for bringing that up. And I guess I would ask David, I don't know if you or Derek or who the best person is to coordinate with on that, just to make sure we don't run into any issues with kind of that 30-day turnaround time.
Yeah, I mean, you can coordinate with me on that. So you'd said assessment, but it's both. Is it just the assessment that's starting at that point, or is it also the because the tax will show up on the tax bill, right? So that's not calculated,
correct,
or it's done separately.
Yeah, I think the tax, if I recall correctly, now I could be wrong about that. I'm trying to remember when we instituted the tax levy, whether it was last year or this year. I'd have to go back and look to be sure. But
I think it's this year, Matt.
This year. Okay, so we haven't seen any revenue from taxes yet, but we will see some probably around the first of the year, assuming the property owner's paying their property taxes. But yeah, the assessment is separate and is a separate invoice that comes directly from the PID. And so that's where I'm assuming Shelby can help us, you know, to put that invoice together and track the payments and so on.
Yeah. I would say that there's not much of a calculation there. I mean, it's already established, right?
No. Yeah. I don't think there's much of a calculation for the initial assessment. I think where the complexity comes in is there is an interest rate that applies. And so, you know, depending on when payment is made and whether it's paid timely and so on, there is some calculating that would need to be done. So I, you know, I'd certainly be most comfortable if Shelby and her team take responsibility for that.
Yeah, we're happy to.
Shelby, on that page that was just up, it also showed a line item for developer contribution. Are we to be reporting the expenses that we are paying?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of what Matt and I were touching on a little bit. So there's kind of when we went through the bond transaction, there was a funding and reimbursement agreement, I believe, that was entered into between the PID and the developer. And basically, what that kind of covers is that then any administrative expenditures that are paid for the PID on behalf of the developer can be captured under that agreement. And then, as part of our accounting, we can keep track of that. There's typically interest associated, and that would grow over, the first few years as there's not sufficient revenues to pay for those expenditures. And then, if down the road there's available revenues beyond what's needed for the bonds, then the PID could potentially repay those advances with available revenues. So that's certainly not guaranteed because the bonds take priority, but I think it would be wise to kind of keep track of that so that, if in the future the developer could then get repaid or reimbursed for those. So I think we could even do a true up for kind of anything that had been paid, including what maybe if there's anything paid in 2022, and then just start capturing that on a regular basis. So I think if you can just kind of put me in touch or help get information on what's been paid on behalf of the PID, then we can wrap those into the financial statements. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. All right, I'll get that to you then.
Okay.
And so,
Thank
and
you.
again, so that number will just keep growing, and then it'll be offset again when there's revenue available to do that. Okay.
Yeah, and if we can help on our end, we can provide an account statement showing what's been paid of our fees by the developer. And then you at least have that part of it, Shelby. So
Yeah,
yeah.
do we need to show both our out what we have paid and also paid invoices to show that it's been received on the other side?
I think if there's just some ledger that kind of shows what's been paid, that would be sufficient. I mean, I think it's going to be Matt's firm, it'll be CLA. I think that there'd probably be insurance in there. So,
The other one is audit fees.
the audit fees, yeah, which I don't think have been invoiced yet. So, yeah, just any kind of ledger, David, would be sufficient. And then if we need copies of the invoices, we can also go straight to the vendors if needed, since it's pretty limited.
Okay. Well, thank you, Shelby. Any other discussion or questions on the financials before we move on?
No.
Okay. Well, Derek, since you've joined us, we have a quorum now, and we have recorded the meeting, so I think we can now treat this as a formal meeting and go back to our consent items. And on the consent agenda, we have approved the minutes of the board meeting held on May 4th, which was our last board meeting, and then approve out any outstanding payment applications and requisition requests. I don't know if there's any outstanding payment applications right now. Dave and Derek, you would have to let us know. But if there's no items that need to be discussed with respect to the minutes or any outstanding payment applications, I'd look for a motion from the board to approve these items.
I make a motion that we approve the items.
Second it.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, thanks. And for the recording, that was David that moved and Derek that seconded. Okay, so last item that I had today for discussion was just to discuss dates for budget meetings. We were going to that time of year where we need to schedule our budget meetings. If you guys remember the process, it requires a minimum of two meetings because we approve a tentative budget first, we schedule a public hearing, and then at the second meeting where we have that public hearing, we can also approve the final budget. So I don't know what your calendars look like between now and the end of the year. We're thinking maybe just have one in November and one in December. So
That's
we
great.
Can either coordinate on that now, or we can do that after the fact by email. So whatever your preference is.
I'm ready if you are, Derek.
Yeah, November.
Is there a day of the week that works well for others?
You know, Monday morning isn't bad. If you wanted to do it at a similar time, like just like we're doing now.
Works for me.
And I'm actually available, looks like any Monday in November at the same time.
Does the 20th work for everyone?
Be fine for me.
Yeah, I can do that.
That work for you, Shelby?
Yep.
Okay. So the 20th for our first meeting, and do we want to just schedule one for now, and then we can schedule the second one at that time?
I would say let's go ahead and schedule the second one.
Okay. So we would just need to go probably to December 4th would be the next Monday that we could do it, to do our final budget.
That works for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So we'll plan on 9 a.m. on November 20th, and then again on December 4th. Okay, so we'll get out calendar invitations for those two dates, and we'll plan on that.
Right.
Okay, that's all we have today. So unless there's something else that needs discussion, we can go ahead and entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelby.
Have a good week. Bye.
Stop the recording first.